Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
These days, I think that everyone is minding their P's and Q's. Like,
you know what?
It's
I don't think the extras have to.
That's right.
The executive producers do, but I don't think the extras have it.
I heard that James Earl Jones is legendarily handsy. And when he was doing the VO for CNN.
That's one of my favorites. You know.
It's the way you heard it. What I said is that he promised.
No, his wife's a big.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Trumper.
Yeah. Stump for Trump.
Yeah, my wife loves Donald Trump.
Remember, she said, I have the vaccine. No, she said, I had COVID, I think.
Yeah, well, that's not being for Trump. That's just being dumb. This guy, he was raised in Spain, and he said this is bar tapas. This is the real stuff, or tapas, that they would serve. And so there was three. There was a shrimp dish, there was a mushroom dish, and there was an eggplant dish.
Well, gave away that it was Spain. You could have been on set somewhere.
Well, that's what the first thing we said when we ended the Zoom call was like a 90-minute Zoom call. I said, every chance in the world this guy lives in Reston.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wow.
Can I announce that,
Mike? You only really appreciate something when it's gone, right?
That's our guest announcer, Mike. That's Jolene White.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast. We got a loyal legion of listeners all over the place, and we appreciate that. They're like family. They listen every day. In every corner of the world, this is TMOS, heard in great places like Claypool, Arizona, Afton, Wyoming. It gets me in the mode to just start.
Woo! It does.
Sparks, Nevada, baby. Toms River, New Jersey, Mankato, Minnesota, and Barcelona, Spain. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, and that, of course, people, is Dude Walker. I love that set. He gave it a little extra. Bleh.
He did.
Bleh, which I really like. So there are a lot of happy people. I don't think they're pissed off people. I think they're more happy people than pissed off people.
I can explain it this way, at least my feelings. Before, I was wearing, you know, the Highline Chanel from the boutique when I was rolling with Doobie, and then all of a sudden, wow, I ran out of Chanel. This is probably for women more than men. Thinking of my mom. And then
hold on, Oscar, 1 second. Oscar, yes. Mike, any idea? I'm just curious where he's at.
Yeah, well, yeah, I speak him. I translate him. Yeah, okay. I know exactly. It's just, right. I think a lot of the audience.
Then I rolled into a designer imposter for about 2 weeks, and I didn't feel like myself.
Well, I can't tell you how much something when you take it out and then, you know, and I'm guilty. That's me. That's all me. I take the bullet for that one because that was my idea and it was a bad idea. And I'm glad we're back to our good friend, Dude. I really am. What a voice. What a man. Player.
He will be joining us live tomorrow on the show.
I will prepare the mayonnaise to put on the S sandwich to eat for that entire segment because he's good at that, too. Because he was a morning DJ.
Yes,
he knows how to bust chops.
Yes.
Rob, do you have any Wild West or Old West music lying around anywhere? Oh, he had it ready. Okay. You anticipated. Did you anticipate with that?
Of course.
That's good. That's good. I like it when you do that. I like to. This is the Wild West Odyssey music that we have in the background
five
here.
Five goes west. Yeah.
I mentioned to on social media like 10 minutes ago, which I probably should do that the night before, but I'm not good at promoting the night before. I'm busy eating. We are making a West Coast family vacation to go out to Yellowstone. Yellowstone.
Yeah,
out west they'd say.
You're doing
I've never been to the West. I've never been to the real West.
No, and, city slickers.
No, you're a Los Angeles guy.
I've never been to the city slickers West, and I'm excited about it. And I said, well, if I'm going to be out there, I might as well include, on my Odyssey, the town of Spokane, where we had a loyal listener base, including one of our faves, Dirk Vastrick, and many others in Spokane. So this is the purpose of this, is to save the date, probably anywhere 4 p.m., 5 p.m. ish in that area. On Thursday, June 24th.
Thursday,
June 24th, Spokane, Washington. Don't have the details yet, but I want you to save the date because that's when we're going to be there. And it's going to be earlier, not later, because I've got my little man in tow. And
right.
I think he should be exposed to a little meet and greet. And, you know, he'll have himself
share the love.
A lemonade and, you know, meet the... Now, what did you give a look for?
Expose is probably the wrong word to use.
No, I think he'll have fun. And he's got the gift of gab, and I think he's going to be... he's going to love every minute of it.
He's got a couple months to put together a tight 8-minute chunk.
And absolutely. But it's not a show. Somebody wrote it. It's not a show.
It's a meme.
I'm just going out to hang.
Depends on how much Mike drinks.
I'm not drinking, and I won't be drinking when I'm out there. I told you, I've mentioned it on the show. I thought you were just quitting for like three months.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No.
You never said it was like a long-term thing.
Are you
I may be.
Nobody likes a quitter.
I feel good. I love waking up in the morning and feeling great. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. Took the dogs out. Did the shaking and sweating. If you want to know what I woke up, I'll set the scene for you. I'd like to alert you to the movie Hoosiers.
Of course.
And Dennis Hopper,
sure.
Where I had a white robe with a towel wrapped around my neck and covers pulled up and shivering. I get visions. So save the date. Spokane, Washington, Thursday, June 24th. No, I'm going on a family vacation anyway, and
right.
I've got my little man, so I'm not going to go get S-faced out there. It's not going to happen. We're going to be, you know, hanging out and meeting people.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a real.
Yes, okay, Rob's wife might be a little painful without alcohol, but what are you going to do, you know?
I'm going to say maybe a beer.
Will you... Please stop. Not on the show. I am looking forward to seeing people in Spokane, Washington.
You hate people.
Yeah, you do.
Do not hate people.
You love your family.
I do. Love your
family.
Why would I do this if I hated
people?
Boy,
your son.
Who has done probably more meet and greet? Oh, Oscar's probably done more.
Yeah, Oscar's probably going to do three before bedtime tonight.
I'm not happy about that.
You've done maybe one or two more than I have.
Yeah.
I did a trip, remember, Toronto and Buffalo.
Yeah, you've done
And
them.
Remember, Maine.
Were you sober at all three of those?
I was never really S-housed in Buffalo or Toronto.
Yeah.
There might have been one of those nights. Maybe Buffalo. I had a few adult beverages, but Maine, pretty chill.
Yeah.
I like it's early in the afternoon.
You can be chill. No big deal.
Of course.
I'm not saying you can't be.
I don't hate people. What kind of message is that?
Well, I know you hate
to send to our listening
crowds.
Audience.
You don't like crowds.
I love crowds if they're there to see us. I don't like crowds if I don't like crowds like at a sporting event.
This is true.
The only time I went to the event was when these amazing listeners we had sent me and my bride to the Masters golf tournament, and it was spectacular.
Yes.
And I love that crowd.
Oscar's muddying the waters between crowds to see you and crowds overall, and then oversimplifying it to hating people.
You don't hate people.
Excuse me. Who has probably suggested that when we get done doing a live show, that we go down into the audience and meet the audience after we do a live show?
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You've been drinking throughout the live show.
I made the arrangements prior. What are you doing to me here?
You said this year, or maybe it was last year. Last year you said, you love seeing our listeners from the stage.
That's true. But it's not exclusive.
I don't like going to the big event. I've been to a bunch of Super Bowl broadcasting things. I've been to a U.S. Open, which was horrible. When Tiger was playing in it.
Sounded like Mr. Obama there.
Horrible. It was horrible. I didn't care for it. No, I don't like, for example, the golf tournament down at Bay Hill this past weekend. Yeah, there's a guy there that they tee off, and you've got these guys late in the day, probably drinking a lot. They're like, "You the man, you idiot!" Just knowing that they can hear their voice and go home and record it and watch it, and they're asses, and I don't like being around that. You're not allowed to do that at the Masters Golf Tournament, and people were treated like children, and I loved it. I wish all sporting events would treat adults like children. That's the only place. Now, you know I love New Orleans, where I say they treat you like an adult, and Las Vegas, where they treat you. I'm fine with that.
New York City.
Major.
Oh, dear.
Excuse me. Chipped on my own. I'm drinking Carla's energy drink. Sorry about that. At major
she's
sporting
selling
events,
that now, too?
No. This is just something she gave
something
me
she
Costco.
Bought. I thought
Carla's Celsius.
From her website.
It's really good. They're not an advertiser, so you won't hear anything more about it.
Yeah.
Here it is. Because we sell an energy thing.
Yeah, we do.
But hold on. Let me finish. The idea of going to the event is usually not fun for me. I like to be, I love, you know, the more people the merrier when we're doing a live show. And at a meet and greet, it'd be the same thing.
Sure.
I'd love to meet. The only one I probably had problems with, we were all there, I believe, weren't we, in Portland, Maine, when it was 1,000 degrees in
Bingos.
That bar.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was sweat through a shirt hot. And I remember just being.
It wasn't as bad as that live karaoke night we did in Arlington.
Remember when we were Mad Fox down the street here that one time where you.
Oh, my God. The Arlington karaoke night was brutal.
There was no air conditioning in the dead of summer. In the dead of summer.
In D.C.
Yeah.
Portland, Maine gets a free pass just based on their climate. But it was still hot up there as well.
Remember,
but
Rob,
no,
Mike threw his arm around the owner of the establishment and said, "I can't believe I'm in this asshole." And then he went to the middle of Wisconsin Avenue looking for a lighter.
No, it was a cigarette he wanted.
I'm sorry.
I believe you stood in the middle of Wisconsin Avenue.
Was that where you saved my life because I almost got hit by a car?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you announced in the middle of one of the busiest streets in Washington, D.C., who has a cigarette?
Okay. All right. See?
But she's not smoking, so this is a non-issue now.
I guess I understand where the... I guess I understand where the fun, if I'm, Well, anyway, getting back, I don't want to make this all about
this
alcohol.
This is not about alcohol at all.
No,
I want to make this about...
And also,
you know
this was years ago.
Yes, thank you. I want to make this about a part of the world that none of us has been to, and I will be the trailblazer.
Oh, my God,
Spokane,
I'm so jealous.
Washington. It's going to be full. You know, hop on a plane and come on out.
Come on out. It's worth
you
it.
Know? It's, you know...
Mike,
drive
if I'm vaccinated, time to roll, baby.
Yes.
Going come on out.
Traveling oh, by the way, in. If I'm not vaccinated by June, well, I know I'm not going to give up the money. I'll risk my life. But no. Anywho. Oh, Rob,
so
damn it, I didn't start that. You're going to have to cue me on the times.
Okay, well, we're at 11 and we're at 12 minutes right now, just so you know.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
I hate that. How can you adjust this clock to, like, make it?
I put a post-it on it and I say plus 12 and I do the math in my head.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think you can. You could do a countdown, but I don't think you can count up.
I'm sure there has to be some sort of clock out there.
Well, yeah, but normally, I mean, the clock we got was ultra simple.
An atomic clock.
I'm very, very, my obsessive compulsion.
I know. I'm with you on that.
But
and I get that way too. I hate it. Hate it very much.
Is Michael, I don't want to call him Little Michael. He's becoming like just, you know.
He's just Michael,
now.
Right?
Yeah, Michael. Is Michael excited for this trip? Does he, like, is he... When I was a kid and my dad said we were going somewhere, it was usually Latin America. So...
He's like, not all that... It's not really that big a deal to him, you know? So I...
Does he know about the details?
I think it's got to be for... he's more excited. What he is truly excited about is that this will be the first time we have had his birthday down here in Florida, which can be very hot, but... All of his buddies are going to be coming.
That's cool.
Sweet.
That's cool.
And he's super excited.
That's
and kids
sweet.
Like simple things. And maybe I should have done it before. All right, Rob, tell me.
Yes.
I'm going to have you do the math for me, and then I'm going to tell you when to stop my clock.
Okay.
And I'm going to write down, because we're going to do this right on the show right now.
We're at 13 minutes right now.
All right, hold on.
Giving you a ballpark, dude.
Hold on. God damn it, pen. How come I never have a pen?
All right, hold on a second.
You should go to an office supply store. They have lots of them.
So what I want you to do,
yes.
what I want you to do is I want you to tell me when, like, you know how you've got 25, 29, and you tell me what they're going to be now. And
for the audience.
And tell me, first of all, tell me when to start the clock.
All right.
And then tell, so you can get the time right. And then tell me
what
the times are going
to be. First of all, don't start your clock. Write down these numbers, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. I want you to write down 12.
Seven.
I want you to write down 27.
Nine.
I want you to write down 32.
24.
All right. And I want you to write down 53.
33.
Okay. And I want you to start your clock in 5, 4, 3, 2, now! Showtime!
You got it?
So, Mike, the 25 break goes at 12, the 40 break goes at 27, the 55 break goes at 32, and the 67 goes by 53. So your key numbers are 12, 27, 32, 53. Awesome. Hot, hot, hot.
Somebody play the Powerball.
Right.
All right. I got it. All right, very good. I should put
and the Powerball is 12.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, so Spokane, Washington, we have muddled this horrible. It's been a horrible
big announcement.
Did you and then Oscar is working with the powers that be?
I have not reached out until the announcement happened, Mike.
That's true. That would have been premature. It would have been premature.
So my camera right.
Yeah, you're back.
All right, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Everything's done. It's probably been more, maybe because of my advanced age, it's more of a challenge
for me.
You're
not that old. I'm telling you, who's
old? Most we're going to spend in any place is two nights.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say $2.
No, two nights. Well, that too. Trust me.
For those of you that want to know, and if you want to Venmo me $5,
$5,
I'll let them know where you're staying.
But the listeners have been extremely helpful with guiding me on a couple of things, and I'm very excited about that. So it's going to be two nights max, any place, maybe a couple that are just one night, including Spokane, which is one night, and we are very, very excited about it. And then, so
you're not going to announce your actual places where you're staying, but here's a pro tip: like when Elvis used to travel. Find the hotel that has the room with the foil on the windows. And that's probably where they're staying.
I'm excited. And Michael's excited, and it's not until June. So
what about Carla?
Carla's extremely excited. We're excited.
Cool.
Carla
nice.
Is all about seeing something with me. And one of the joys we is going somewhere we've all never been. It's really not that great when we go someplace that I've been.
You've been a lot of places.
I've been not as much as like my brother-in-law and sister. They've traveled the world. I'm excited.
The United States of America, you've been to a lot of places.
In the event, once I knock out a little bit of this, there will be, it will take care of a lot of areas.
Yeah, like Lewis and Clark.
Mathematical
error, Mike. I'm sorry. The numbers are 12, 27, 41, and 53. Just double-checking my work.
Math.
Double-checking my work, Oscar. That's all. There's nothing wrong with that.
After 50.
You have to make sure. Nifty.
What
50.
Is it again?
12, 27, 41, 53.
All right.
41 was the number that was the outlier. Sorry about that.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. I'm all set. So I'm very excited and I'm very looking forward to this. And as I said, it will not change with the vaccine, but I am like everybody else going through the hoops of the vaccine. Now, with that said, I now am thinking for two reasons. My sister is down in the Keys, which is a drive from where we are. And I want to go see them. They have been fully vaccinated. We are traveling by car down there with them. I said we will socially distance, and we will, if we eat out, it's two nights, we will do it outside, and then we can go forward with that. Now, with that said, I still, in a perfect world, would love to see about getting this vaccine. So. Yeah. In the state of Florida, the way it works is this. It's not like Virginia with Rob, where Rob is just able to get his...
Oh, by the way, I was able to reschedule.
Oh, love it, man.
So I'm hoping that the cancellation doesn't roll in during today's show. Maybe tomorrow's.
Welcome to Virginia. Much easier than the state of Florida. Mm-hmm.
It's always great when you pay state taxes. It really helps the infrastructure.
I can't even tell you... are you doing a no income tax Florida thing?
No. I'm just, stating the obvious.
So I can't even tell you what the process... Well, I can't tell you what the process is, but let me not jump ahead here.
All right. Yeah, in order, please.
I call my physician yesterday, and I say there is a form, I believe, that Dr. Oops. Ooh. Get that out. Sorry about
that. Yeah. We'll dump that.
That's stupid. I'm all wrapped up in it. He had mentioned to me that because of the risk factors, I've had a pulmonary embolism when I had my surgery.
Right. Big deal.
I've been pre-sugars, yeah. And I went into the sugars range, then got out of that. But I think because I went into that, and I'm overweight.
Right.
So I think that I fall into that category of... I forgot how they articulate it.
It's called the state.
Risk.
It's no. The state feels sorry for you. That's the box you have to
damage
check.
Goods.
Not so good.
Dent and scratch.
No, you're right there with me.
Oh, I know. I'm not
11
trying.
Years younger,
but I think it is. It's the high risk category. I think Oscar actually had it.
It's high vulnerability.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it down here. So I go to the website, and that, by the way, they have now modified that if you're highly vulnerable, you can be under 65 and get that along with it's one category.
Right. Yeah.
So I call my physician, and I explain that he had mentioned that, and I wasn't sure, but if he could sign that, then I'm able to get that sooner than later. And the tone at the office is wonderful. It's, yeah, absolutely, yes. If you just bring it in, we'll get you signed, and that it should be no problem at all.
Well, it's understandable because you know what it is? It's just making sure people get the vaccine. And ultimately, that's what this is all about. Everyone needs to get it.
Right. And I kind of process that, too.
Sure.
You know, it's like, and it's a very simple form. It's not a detailed form at all.
Okay.
It's a form where it's just like, okay, he thinks you're vulnerable. Go ahead. That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also... indicated to me that I just bring the form, have it signed, and then the rest is on me. So, yes.
Question, sorry. And this is as of this past weekend's news cycle. Is it, and you can confirm or deny this, on your form, did you have to pledge a certain dollar amount to DeSantis?
No.
Okay.
No campaign donations are required.
Do you have to promise under writing that you won't wear a mask?
This is, that is not included either.
Okay, just checking.
Because we've heard the allegations, of course.
Lots of just allegations.
Like wealthy zip codes.
I did have to promise that I will go shoulder to shoulder in a indoor bar with 10 smokers over the age of 70.
Where are you going to find them down there?
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard.
Oh, dear. So here's the deal. Yeah. I called them and they said, no problem, come right down. Right after the show, I fill out on my computer all the fields that I can fill out.
Right.
The only thing I don't have is a signature and I think a license number. That's it. That I'm going to bring down there. And I get down there and I come up and I said, hi, I spoke to you. Yes, I remember you. I said, I spoke to you earlier about coming in to get this signed. And immediately it goes from, yeah, come on in. It goes, hold on just a second.
Oh,
as
dear.
As soon as I hear that, I'm like, I said, is he in today? Yes. With the question mark. And I'm like, and I'm knowing already. And then, so I'm sitting there with the guy that comes in without a mask that wants to get a tetanus shot because he stepped on a nail. That's the guy. He's in front of me.
It's probably the healthiest thing he did all day.
Big dude, too. I wasn't going to tell him not to wear a mask.
One of my mom's brothers died in childhood because he stepped on a nail.
That's why there are tetanus shots.
Yeah.
But they tell him they can't do that. He's got to go down to the walk-in downstairs.
He was 13 years old, one of her younger brothers.
Horrible. I stepped on a nail when I was when I took my kid to Bass Pro Shops. Remember that story?
Yes, of course.
I was taking him fishing, and it's like, hey, we're going to have an old-fashioned fishing where the construction site was, where they didn't clean it up. Right through, through a
right
sandal.
Right through your jellies.
Into, right in my Crocs. My Croc sandals. Right into the bottom of the foot.
Yeah, but on the bright side, your shoe didn't fall off.
No.
Nor did your giblets.
They had to tend to me there. I had to get like somebody from Bass Pro Shops to come out with a Band-Aid.
Ass Pro Shops.
And I pulled it out myself. That hurt.
Oh,
it sucked.
That's bad.
Then I went to the walk-in clinic. This is pre-COVID to get a
painful,
shot.
Painful shot.
She comes back.
The limping clinic.
The nurse is going to have to, they're going to have to review your charts. The nurse will get back to you. I said, you told me, and I tried to do it in a nice way.
Yeah.
I said, you said just to come down. I mean, I could have emailed it and we could have done it that way. And then I said, well, can you email it to me? No, you have to pick it up. And of course, yesterday, the whole day, nothing. So I'm waiting now to find out whether I am eligible for that at all. And Rob Spiewak told me he just had to tell them he was fat.
That's all I did.
Is it really that simple that you just had to say you were overweight?
I believe,
and that's how you get it.
I believe when I filled out the form. This was weeks and weeks ago when they first put the form.
What did the form? What are the conditions that make you extremely vulnerable?
Do you have any comorbidities? And I said yes. And it says what? I said obese.
Rob and I were filling this out. Yeah. No, Rob and I were filling out this together. He's not being completely honest with you. I said you cannot cease to be obese. And he'll be okay. Like, they'll take you. They'll take you.
It has to rhyme, though.
Yeah.
Fat is it's at.
I don't understand why they have to review my chart. What did you say?
I said fat is where it's at. I cannot cease to be obese.
Well, I mean, it's easier for you. Not easy for me. So today, I said, well, I'll check on my, the last time, I think a month and a half ago, I got on the list.
Right.
For vaccination, I haven't heard diddly piddly from them at all.
Amazing because every week I've gotten until I was asked to sign in.
It's a broken system.
Your system is broken.
Yeah, we get updates
every week. It says not yet.
They're not annoying, but every day I get an update.
God damn it. I'm really mad about it. Really am. I mean, and by the way, these people, there are people getting vaccinated, but they are going through not hell, but they are jumping through hoops to do it. Mm-hmm. They got to get one guy that lingers. They open at 7 a.m. Then they run out of vaccines. There is nobody helping in this state.
Yeah, We'll have a surplus soon.
The big problem in Maryland right now is that they're starting to open it up wider, but people are showing up early. You know, they have like a noon appointment and they're showing up at like 9. So there's gridlock and there's no way to traffic the actual
they show up early. Yeah. And then
some people are saying no to the Howard Johnson vaccine.
Exactly.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Howard Johnson is right.
You might be I might depart from you on that one. Yeah. I want the Pfizer.
Sure. It's the Cadillac
vaccine. I want the Pfeiffer vaccine.
I thought the Moderna was.
I want the Cappy Pfeiffer vaccine.
I thought the Moderna was the A++++.
I would think, but right now I did the research. I'll be getting Pfizer until I get canceled, then I won't get it. But I'm thinking that the cancellation is at any moment now. But
if there's anybody in this great state that can help me, I would appreciate it. I'd like
Florida
because I really would like. I asked there. By the way, when I asked about that the last time, this is what I got: nothing. Or maybe I could play that and it wouldn't work because that's the way it goes. Yeah, thank you.
Sometimes these messages, and this is where my vaccine angel message came through. It came in through another thread. You know how you can lose texts sometimes where texts come in on the other?
Yeah,
yeah.
Look into your messages box on Facebook. It has a similar setup where you could miss one.
Yeah, if you're not friends with someone.
Well, yeah, because the people that I'm not friends with, I try to monitor that as well. By the way, if the communication regarding the vaccine was as significant as the communication from auto insurance companies, that blew me up to an extent that, and by the way, would you like to see your quotes? Yes. Click here to see your quotes. No, you're lying because you are in the insurance business and that's what you do. So I will pay what I'm paying. Bite me. That's it. So that's where we are. Well, I'll let you know what happens. But I would assume by June, everything will be hunky-dory.
Of course.
I think it'd be good.
President
wife
said right?
I think they're doing very, very well. Were you being mocking with that time?
No, I mean,
wasn't he super snarky?
Yeah. No, you see, because
your candidate said so.
It's the way you heard it. What I said is that he promised.
His wife's a big Trumper. Yeah.
Stump for Trump.
Yeah, my wife loves Donald Trump.
Remember, she said, I had the vaccine. No, she said, I had COVID, I think.
Yeah, well, that's not being for Trump. That's just being dumb. I'm sure I had it in January before it existed. I had it, I know.
I'll let you know how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, I don't know. The homepage.
Of course,
homepage.
The very, very showbiz-centric homepage today. And I'll let you know. And don't forget, June 24th, Spokane, Washington, Thursday, save the date, and looking forward to having Dirk sleep with my wife. Very, very exciting. We'll be right back, everybody.
I think it's all because of my daddy!
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias. Daddy!
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. Daddy! He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Daddy. Because they're seven and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Mara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
Oh, God. Well, everybody picking on me.
No, this portion
of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Thompson Cigar. The best way to relax is with a premium cigar, folks. And I get mine from Thompson Cigar Company. It's part of my golfing ritual. With over a century in the business, these guys really know their stuff.
Great cigars.
They got the best prices on everything from Macanudo to my favorite Monte Cristo. Looking to try new rare top-rated blends? Check out Thompson Cigars Tour and sample five different blends each and every month. Thompson Cigar Company continues to be the numero uno choice for premium cigars in the USA. Because they deliver the very best customer experience. It's so great to shop for something I love with online convenience and know I'm dealing with the best in the business. Plus, all the accessories, lighters, tobacconalia, anything you ever need.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and take a break from all the craziness with a cigar from Thompson Cigar Company. These guys rarely do offers, but right now... Right now, Thompson is offering our listeners 15%
right now.
Orders over $75 or 20% off orders over $99. Just go to thompsoncigar.com and use promo code TMOS when you're ready to check out. That website is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.com, and the code TMOS. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do, people. Puss the thing so we can open the thing. There we go.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. You remember that. We talked about Oprah.
Yes.
And we gave her raves. I gave her a rave because I thought she did an amazing job. Carla hadn't watched it. I watched the second half of it again last night because it was interesting. Not only were they credible, but I thought, I don't know, if I didn't know much about Meghan Markle, but I certainly give her high marks for her ability to express herself. She was extremely
riveting. She was riveting, great in Suits. This is
compelling.
Her best work.
Did you watch her in Suits when she was in that show?
Yeah.
You watched that?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's... I found them both credible.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And you know, when you watch The Crown... One of the things I loved is when he said he watched The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
I was very surprised at that. But
That's got to be so surreal for him.
Because it's his
mom. Can you imagine one of the members of the royal family admitting to that if they were a part of Buckingham? No, I don't watch that.
I don't look at it.
But doing it in the back of the castle, next to the fort.
Well, listen,
I'm out there watching it.
It blew up all over the place yesterday. In their interview with Oprah, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle revealed that there is a person or persons within the royal organization who was worried about the skin color of their future children. Yes, it's 2021.
Wow.
But do we need any more evidence? I don't think so. Of course. Look where we are in our country. Harry and Meghan declined to name names, but they want you to know who it was. And on CBS This Morning yesterday, Oprah said that after the interview aired, Harry told her that it wasn't Queen Elizabeth or Prince Philip. Meanwhile, Us Weekly spoke to a body language expert who picked up several verbal and nonverbal hints that Meghan was holding back when she spoke about the Queen. Look, make your own conclusions on that. Us Weekly, please.
Nobody likes a mother-in-law at first.
But the expert says, quote, her words came out stilted, almost as if she had rehearsed saying something nice about the Queen. She added, quote, when asked Meghan about her first meeting with the Queen, you could see her energy shifted immediately. Another body language expert says that Harry's behavior indicated that he has love for the Queen and Prince William, but he showed anger and resentment toward his father, Prince Charles. I don't think you need a body language expert to pick up on that.
The sleazy producer that says, everyone's talking about it. Give me a body language expert. And here's what I want him say. I want him to say this.
You're right.
And say this. And say this. And then have Gary Stein produce it.
Call that doctor off, Wilshire. He'll do anything.
Ratings for the interview were spectacular. An average of 17.1 million viewers tuned in,
which
is more than the Golden Globes and Emmys combined.
Mm.
That should tell you about great original programming.
I had a body language expert watch me watch the Golden Globes, and he said he's holding back laughter.
Hey, we talked about Jeopardy last week and that smarmy executive
producer.
In fairness to him, maybe we jumped the gun about him sliding into the role, but because they are bringing in guest hosts. The latest update, after a well-received stint by Mike Richards. I love the way that's got to come from this guy.
Yeah.
Make sure you mention in the public in the press release that it was well-received.
Do you want a body language expert, Mike?
Yes. I didn't watch Katie last night. Katie,
I have a clip if you want to hear how she came out. Right, it was really... ultra, ultra vanilla, I find.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Katie Couric.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Welcome to Jeopardy, everyone. It is such a thrill to be here guest hosting a show I've watched and loved for years. And of course, a real honor to help out as all of us recover from the loss of the truly irreplaceable Alex Trebek. I'm really excited to announce that Jeopardy will be matching the winnings from each show I guest host and donating that amount to the Pancreatic Cancer Dream Team from Stand Up to Cancer. So thank you, Jeopardy.
It brings a level of authority to that role.
Let's have some fun.
Well, she also has credibility about that issue, losing her husband to colon cancer.
True enough.
That's a big deal. And I love Katie Couric. I've loved her for a long time. Don't know if it's a fit, but she sounds good.
There was always, Alex had a little bit of an edge.
Yeah,
He was a pro.
He was a professional broadcaster.
And while she's great, she doesn't have an arena.
Edge. Yeah, you're
right.
You had that kind of that DJ edge too.
Yeah, you have to.
Dr. Oz hits the podium March 22nd to April 2nd.
Oh no,
Mehmet, your favorite, Rob.
You know what? He's Mehmet of Oz. all the fake doctors named Mehmet. He's definitely in my top five.
Has Craig Ferguson done it, or have they invited him? Do you know?
That might be too much of an edge, as much as I adore Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
Love to hear him.
Mm-hmm. You can't. It's too serious a show. You can't have Craig Ferguson. I paid money to go see Craig Ferguson in a live show down here. It's the only live show I've seen.
Ferguson would lose the job the first time someone didn't get the right answer, and he'd just make a look at the camera.
By the way, his stand-up is just as good as anything. He's fantastic. Then I went to Lewis Black and was disappointed.
Lewis Black should host Jeopardy.
You're in the wrong category. He's followed by Aaron Rodgers. That one I'm curious about. I'm curious about Aaron Rodgers to see how he does from April 5th through April 16th. That's publicity, I think. Mm-hmm. After that, we don't know yet. Anderson Cooper, Savannah Guthrie, Mayim Bialik, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes. How old is Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes? He's got to be.
All I'm saying is they probably should move him sooner.
Bump him up?
Yeah, he might not make it. He doesn't even buy green bananas.
I'm thinking, I've got the wrong Bill Whitaker. I know Bill Whitaker. He's a great journalist. Who is the Bill?
The mustache guy, right?
Yeah, that's who's the Chicago guy with the voice like this? Isn't that another Whitaker?
I think it is.
Isn't that another Whitaker guy?
Not Forrest Whitaker.
No, one guy's black, one guy's white, Rob. I'm trying to think.
Just confirm.
Is there another Bill Whitaker?
I don't know the name, Mike. I'm sorry.
He does. The one I'm thinking of is he does
a
features.
Chicago broadcaster that did like Unsolved Mysteries or something, a show similar to that.
Okay, yeah, the Bill Whitaker from Philadelphia is an African American journalist. He is 69 years old. Okay,
right.
But
is there another famous Bill Whitaker?
I believe so. That is, he does like personality pieces on CBS Sunday Morning, right? Is that the guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah. I think you
might. Give me a second. Anyway, let me look. All right.
They haven't been called yet, so we'll see what happens. According to analytics from the sequel Coming to America, which we'll talk about in the next break, it attracted more viewers than any other movie that premiered on a streaming service over the past year. It debuted on Amazon Prime last weekend. Amazon. That means it did better than Wonder Woman 1984, Borat's subsequent movie film, and the SpongeBob movie, which also debuted last weekend, but on Paramount Plus. No official numbers were released. Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon.
Can you see I'm coming
from
to America?
Right on.
All right.
Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon was also released last weekend, but wasn't included in the report. Amazon could say how many people watched it, but instead they just pointed to the report claiming it was number one. Mm-hmm. They're hinky about releasing
it's a hinky report because Wonder Woman came out on Christmas of last year. So this year, technically, they're probably right because Wonder Woman had already been seen by the general public.
Amazon previously paid $125 million for the exclusive rights to the movie. So there's that. Mm-hmm. And we'll
can't
talk
wait
about
to
it.
Talk, all, can't wait to talk about it.
We've all seen it. I watched it last night. Almost all of it last night.
Oh, dear.
The years-long contract negotiation with Dak Prescott of the Cowboys finally over. Dak got his, and he deserved it, I think. He scored a four-year, $160 million contract with $126 million guaranteed.
Damn.
Wow. Mm. Damn. Man, to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Woo!
$126 million guaranteed. I don't know if that's a record or not, but that's pretty special. Signing bonus of $66 million. That's the highest in NFL history. Mm. The bonus is included in the overall number, but he gets that right away. Mm-hmm. With everybody, he gets the bonus. Like, ow! My finger! Anyway, he'll get around $75 million in year one. Obviously, a lot of money. Dak was also very underpaid for his first four seasons. Well, NFL quarterback underpaid.
Yeah.
He was a fourth-round draft pick, so he didn't get the immediately lucrative deals. Because of that, he played his first four seasons with the Cowboys for an average of $1 million per year. Compared to other NFL quarterbacks, that's nothing. Last season, he played under the franchise tag, which got him $31.4 million. To be a quarterback in America, that's our new role.
Also,
that's
the way you know, goes. People talk trash about Jerry Jones all the time. If you're a Redskins fan, or the Washington football team fan.
That's right.
You're going to do that. I understand that, but there's so many ways that this actual deal could have gone, Mike, simply because of the injury this past season to Dak, that I'm happy he's staying with the Cowboys, and I'm happy that they're paying him his money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Giants still have Daniel Jones. I shouldn't do that. Maybe you'll win a Super Bowl for him. People are sharing stories.
Not like
this is happy time now.
Okay.
Sharing stories of celebrities being cool
in real life. That's great.
Well, it's a new trend on TikTok, and for some reason, it's really refreshing. No, not for some reason. It makes you feel good. Here's one. A young woman talked about, Rob's going to hate it, talked about being in the audience for Tonight Show. She said that during a commercial break, Jimmy Fallon came up to her and her friends and just chatted in a really sincere, genuine way, Rob.
Yeah.
Had a conversation with him.
It was probably like having a conversation with Governor Cuomo. How you been?
Wow. Okay. He doesn't like Jimmy Fallon.
Are you here with a boyfriend or are you here single?
Thank you.
Yeah,
a guy who worked at a high-end clothing store says Robert Downey Jr. You hear this about Robert Downey Jr. a lot. He came into the to Christmas shop wearing an awesome jacket, and he complimented him on it. After Robert was done shopping, he gave the guy his jacket and said Merry Christmas. Walked out of the store.
That is so much cooler than Fallon.
That is cool.
And a former child actor who was in the movie License to Wed says Robin Williams was the funniest, sweetest, smartest person on the planet. Robin even gave him a copy of the book The Groucho Letters, signed by Groucho himself.
Wow.
That's just a few examples of celebrities being very sweet and very kind.
So it's tangible, great. Those two things with Downey and Williams, and yet Jimmy Fallon just went and hit on a girl. So, you know, they're all nice.
And, you know, with all your birthday posts that I saw one person saying you said something that made the person feel like family. And I know you don't want to reveal that, but that's kind of cool, whatever you said to that young lady. And was that in or outside the hotel room?
That was afterwards.
Okay, just checking. Okay, thank you. And now a little something, something.
It was really weird because that's when I didn't want her to feel like I was related to her. But.
Okay, that's awkward. Now, again, a little something, something. Yes. The True Green Lawn Care Company, Pony, pay attention, is going to pay someone $1,000 to play cornhole. You just have to play five times and rate how it was each time around. You'll also have to provide your own equipment. If you're interested, you can apply online. The applications are due by April 2nd. Playing cornhole for money is nothing unusual, especially if you subscribe to Pornhub.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go.
Gross.
Yes, it was gross. I ran up by my wife. She says, that's disgusting. It's in there. There we go.
Do it.
We'll come back and talk about the big blockbuster coming to the number two, America. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Michael Barry Show. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Dumpster.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster. The digital dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the digital dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal!
That'll be the last change. That'll be the last change that we make.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bloomscape. If you have a green thumb, that's great, but some of us need a hand. That's why I love Bloomscape. They make it easy to find the perfect plants for your space. Bloomscape delivers healthy plants right to your door, plus all the grow how you need to help them thrive. Find the perfect plants for your space, whether you got tons of light or hardly any. Bloomscape, it's fantastic. We've all gotten our plants from Bloomscape. Oscar and I got the money trees. Here's what blew me away. You think right away you're sending a plant through the mail.
Right.
How is that going to? Then you realize how they package these plants.
Unreal.
I've never seen more care put into the packaging of anything, much less a plant. And Oscar and I have our money trees. That's what it's called.
Right.
It's not made out of money, but it's a great tree. And Rob got a bamboo palm because he just had to be different.
You know, I got a lot of emails yesterday about Bloomscape, and I just want to make one thing perfectly clear. It is not owned by Pony. It's
no,
not
no,
Matt
no,
Bloomscape.
No, no.
Those
right.
Blooms
not that industrious.
Yeah, he sells outerwear, Blooms Cape.
That's super different outfits.
Yeah.
Now listen, these plants arrive safe and sound and ready to display, and plants make any room look great. Plus, the new outdoor bloom kits from Bloomscape are exactly what we all need right now. It's the easiest, most convenient way to get growing. Shop a variety of young plants, accessories, tools, and supplies. Everything you need to get your patio or your porch springtime ready. And the Grow How team is always available. See the way they did that?
Yeah.
Grow How.
Grow How, get right? Get it?
Not Know How. Grow How.
But Grow How has a lot of know how. Boy, I'll
The Grow
you.
How team will answer any questions you have. I really want you to try them out. Get 15% off plant orders of $100 with promo code TMOS at bloomscape.com. That's 15% off plant orders of $100 or more at bloomscape.com. Promo code TMOS. You are going to like it as much as we do. All right, let's talk about the movie. You guys were raving about it. I had forgotten, and then suddenly the light went on. I went, oh, the guys mentioned Coming to America. I watched almost all of it, but I will tell you that the first part of it, they did what you do in a sequel, especially a sequel that hasn't aired in a long time, where everybody's gotten older.
Right.
They gave us all the gags, yep. All the great gags we remembered. My
familiar
favorite
Faces, too, which was great.
Familiar Faces. My favorite part of Coming to America were those amazing production numbers with those phenomenal,
dancers.
Sexy dancers that they have with that. And just so many. So many attractive people, it's hard to keep track. It really is.
You had to be good looking to be in that movie.
That's true. That's true.
Eddie Murphy, we all know, based on his track record, that he has an amazing eye for the opposite sex.
Yes, he
does. If that's sexist, if I'm going to get in trouble, fine. But it's fantastic. And the gags were, they brought back that guy that said, wipers?
Yeah, the fat guy was great. Whatever.
And then, much like the original, the plot begins to lull me to sleep. Because, yes, it's a very simple plot, but I began to drift. And so the only, hold on, do not call me, please. Thank you
very much. It's just away from your ringer.
This is God damn insurance. So this plot,
what did you like about it? Yeah. You knew what was going to happen.
I loved everything about it. I love the CGI, the way it takes them back to being younger.
That was cool.
That
and
was
they
very
did it
cool.
well.
They did.
I love the chemistry between Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy just makes me laugh when I see him on screen. I love that their production values were
it looked
just
huge budget-wise, didn't
so
it?
So huge budget. Yeah. And we wanted that. That's what I really wanted. I wanted that spectacle of when they're in his home country and everybody comes back out. Here's the thing. I know Leslie Jones is funny, but I find Leslie Jones exhausting.
Why?
I find
She's
her
so
exhausting.
Good.
She is great, but it's very intense. It's like
it's too much. I get exhausted. I like little bits of Leslie Jones, but then she delivered what she was hired to give us.
Yeah.
I understand that. But then the plot, right about the time where he had already gotten the whiskers.
Yes.
All right. Because of the, that's when I don't know how much of the movie was left at that point, but that's when I drifted.
Did you
off
find the young man who played the son appealing? I thought he was very good.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic.
Because he was in a sitcom with Judd Hirsch that I knew him from. I think it was called Superior Donuts.
That's a pretty key casting element when you're doing this, nice, because pull. You better not miss with that one. He was terrific.
I thought he's very appealing. Good
just,
job.
You know, you see the plot coming, which is no surprise.
Fish out of water.
A mile away.
Yeah, well, the opposite, the reverse.
What's so cool for me is that I was talking about it, and Robert, my son, who is 18, had never seen the original and knew nothing about it. And really, because of
guarantee
where
you, he would have liked it.
Well, where he fell right into the
sorry,
time
I'm sorry,
wise.
That was snarky.
Well,
I
was a little bit.
Did he like
well,
it?
Well, the thing is I said let's watch the first one before we watch
cool.
it, and to watch him watch a movie that I had seen so many times, and also
oh, so are you a mega fan of that movie?
I am, and I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I actually have it on a Blu-ray, and we watched it last
that's
night.
Cool. Wow, oh, you are a fan,
and I hadn't watched it, and you know what? I think that the original, the plot construction, is so classically done that when you remove the gimmicks and the spectacle from it, it really is a good story, like a classic story, a love story.
Okay.
And being away from it for a few years and knowing what the in-jokes are in it, that was really satisfying. But then to watch someone who is 18 see sexual chocolate for the first time was wonderful. He's
okay,
laughing
so,
out
so
loud.
I didn't stick around for sexual chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, so it's yeah.
Well, wait, was sexual chocolate
I'm talking
in
about
the sequel?
I'm talking about the first one, but sexual
but
chocolate.
Also in the sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
So it must be later in the sequel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But do they go back to America? Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, after he gets his son over there, he goes back again.
Yes, yes.
So I will watch the sequel with Robert again, but he's stoked because it really is. I mean, Eddie Murphy made a lot of fine movies right in a row, but I think overall, just for a quality motion picture, Coming to America really holds
and
up.
And the way that they dealt with the gentrification of Queens, look, you could really F up a movie like this easily.
100%.
If it's a money grab, if there's the script isn't right, and God bless Eddie Murphy for just being so wealthy that he didn't have to do this 10 years ago, for a rush.
And I'm glad you said that.
Oscar and I were talking about before the show, or maybe it was Rob and I forgot, just how Eddie comes on camera and just makes me laugh.
All he has to do is
just
this.
Eddie's personality is so, he's just got it. He's got that funny gene. It's like Robin Williams. He's just funny. And I love that. But I will give you the process of me, all right, watching a movie like this. And now that we watch in our homes, we can kind of do whatever we want.
Yes.
So it starts with I'm laughing out loud. I'm literally unhinging my jaw. And right away they dive into a production number.
Right.
And it's spectacular.
Looks beautiful.
And James Earl Jones is great. And Eddie Murphy's great. Then, we get to that point where even before the whiskers and stuff, I'm looking at my computer.
Well, I think
there are massive chunks that I'm not riveted.
Let me ask you this. And this happened to me once before with another
movie.
Yeah,
hold on. I just want to tell you the process.
Okay.
And then by the end, I get up super early.
Yeah.
I'm drifted. I fall asleep. And if I'm engaged, that's not going to happen. For some reason, I'm not engaged with the whole film.
I think it has to tire of it. It probably has to do with maybe your mood, maybe that you're a little weary. What was the movie? It was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Is that the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. The first time I saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I was also at home, so you're not invested. It's different if you see it in a theater. I said, this is a piece of garbage. I can't even look at
this. There was a lot of hype around it, too. A lot of hype.
And so what happened is I waited 2 months and I watched it again. And I loved it. So it might just be your mood.
Well, I have no problem diving into that movie again. As a matter
comedies
of fact, I stopped
weird.
It and I have it on Amazon. I'll watch it again tonight.
Yeah, comedies they exist in a fragile environment sometimes. Yeah.
So, what's that mean? Why the alcohol again?
That's your own social lubricant where you can enjoy something.
I don't drink during the week when I'm watching movies.
You used to.
I used to do a lot of things.
Oscar,
I used
just
to smoke a pack and a half of cigarettes at O'Mara's, too. I don't do that anymore either, for God's
Oscar,
sake.
Oscar, you must be really excited because you just sounded like Jerry Seinfeld. You used to.
You used to drink watching movies.
You social lubricant. You.
I remember when the Cinema and Draft House came out. I said, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, my God. You would go when there was no movie playing. You just went to Draft House.
Damn. Is that a comedy show?
So, so
give it another try. Give it another try.
And, well, I'm not going to watch the first. I'm going to pick up where I left off.
Yeah, you should.
I'll probably be fresh and enjoy that and stuff. It's like when he's talking to the sister. And it's like, you know, they're getting heavy.
It's plot. You know, it's a story. You got to give it that.
I hate plot in a comedy.
Oscar,
I like comedy. You just throw gags up all the time. I'd be just gag.
Mm-hmm. Like my the guy that sings,
the guy that's like, wee. that. Oh my God, do I love that part.
But
that's
Oscar, you put a dot on the I for me, and that is, you said cash grab, and this does not feel like a cash grab.
No.
I think that's why I like all the cameos. I mean, for no reason, having Gladys Knight singing in the production number, how great is that? I mean, there's no reason for that.
Now I'm going to get in trouble. Last thing I want to say on Coming to America.
Okay, with number two.
I'm probably going to get in trouble here, but boy. I was just watching that movie, and maybe with all the story about Governor Cuomo and all that, I was thinking in terms of, can you imagine being a young man that is involved in any way with that production? The scale of that production, the outfits on that production, the women walking around on that production. I would imagine for a young man in, say, his mid-20s, that would be a pretty special place to be. That was the thought that I had. That's just the way I was looking I sound like a dirty old man when I'm saying that?
You sound like a dirty old man.
Why am I sounding like a dirty old man? It's just all these beautiful people on this set. I mean, some of the most beautiful. I remember the original Coming to America was the thing that jumped out at me, because Eddie doesn't let us down,
right,
was the just outstanding
gorgeous
looking
wonderful
people.
Yes.
And he didn't change that. It was there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, for looking at that movie and saying, my God, look at all the beautiful young people.
Yeah, but
men
I get,
and women.
Fool you now, you saved it. But before it was like, I was 22 and all that set. Let me tell you. It'd be the stabbing cabin.
Yeah. I thought it was exciting. I really
Well, it's nice. And I think it's nice that you appreciate both men
I
and women.
I bet there's a little hanky-panky that goes on the set. You know?
Yeah, and then the password is Arsenio there.
These days, I think that everyone is minding their P's and Q's. Like,
you know what? I don't think the extras have to.
That's right.
The executive producers do, but I don't think the extras have it. Oh, man, when's the next time? Well, we have to stay all day, and then the next shot's going to be that night. Well, what do you want to do? Well, why don't we go over here? Yeah.
I heard that James Earl Jones is legendarily handsy, and when he was doing the VO for CNN.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah.
It was like
his death scene spectacular.
Very, very
I thought
good.
It was so
spoiler
sweet.
Spoiler alert.
And, I'm sorry for the noise in the background.
No
All
problem,
I know is what I read is that when he was doing the voiceover, I don't want to tell you where he was pointing when he said, this is CNN.
This is CNN. Very, very excited. All right. Well,
Gander.
Please.
I'll take another gander, but I will tell you something. When I drift off, it's usually because it's like, da, 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 da. Stop talking. More gags. Stop talking.
Do you think Carla will appreciate it?
Carla went to bed before I did.
Never mind.
One of my favorite moments last night was getting to tell my son.
Just leave the mower on right outside the window.
I did like saying to Robert.
Jesus Christ. I got a thimble-sized yard. My God.
It's fun when you can turn.
No one can hear Mike O'Mara yelling when he's yelling through his window. The machine's on. We'll be right back, everybody. Freedom.
Marijuana. If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. The Mally Wally they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD now.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra primo, top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
Wow. Oh, the guys are churning them out now, Rob.
I know.
My God.
Jim Amato loves weed.
That's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Solo Stove. Whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get-together, There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Lose those little screen distractions, your iPad, your iPhone. How about just hopping in the backyard and firing up your solo stove? I will tell you, we got some crisp air down here in Florida now. We've this season for down here, even as with the warmer temperatures we have, has been a series of cold front after cold front after. So it makes for a perfect evening with 50s and 60s sometimes. It's great. It really is.
I got a text from my daughter last night. She said, "Are you on your way home?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Okay." When I got home last night, the kids had my Adirondack chair to the backyard and had a fire waiting in the solo stove for me.
Aww.
And they said, "Dad, before we have dinner, let's roast a marshmallow."
That's
and we hung
sweet.
Out around. There's a picture. I put a picture up on Facebook. I'm so happy. I've
how
got
many
my
marshmallows? How many marshmallows did you eat last night?
All. We finished the bag.
Oh, that's exciting.
But it was, it's just
stove.
So cool and so easy to light. It lights
and
almost like
and
itself.
And great for toasting marshmallows.
Wonderful,
you know?
Wonderful.
You know, if you want to be one of those heathens that sticks the whole thing in the fire, you can do that too,
sure.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
I like the, be patient, all right? Gently golden brown. That's what I would recommend.
Thank you, Mike.
You don't have any fumes either. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So without that smoke, when all the fire, you don't get that campfire smell.
Right.
That's a big deal. Cleanup is easy as well, and it's great this time of year. Enjoy your solo stove. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, solo stove products are portable, built to last, easy to light. A few bits of starter. That's all you need. The fire's blazing in minutes, and solo stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every single purchase. You're going to love your solo stove. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, not
Mike.
TMOS, Mike at checkout. Remember, Mike, that's me. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. All right. Rob Spiewak mentioned before the show that you enjoyed a cooking class via Zoom?
Yeah.
Was that a birthday present that
it
you
was
received?
A birthday. A friend of mine from way back named John has a birthday around the same time as me, and we always laugh that we also have the same birthday.
Stossel. Right?
It is John Stossel from television.
John Stossel, the former guy from, yes.
But also Shaquille O'Neal, we all share the same three or four birthday areas. So we always say, let's support
together.
Yeah, let's celebrate Shaq's birthday.
Shaq Stossel,
McLaughlin?
John McLaughlin, the late John McLaughlin?
Sorry, yeah, the late. He's dead.
He's not there anymore.
So his wife gave him an online cooking class with a guy who lives in Barcelona, and it was three tapas dishes. And there was, I think...
Tapas.
And I guess there was eight couples on the...
Tapas?
No, tapas. I think you can say...
Como te llamas? Want some tapas?
Dude, I took French. Sorry.
All right.
So we all get on the call at like 7:30. They send out an email of the ingredients you need
Barcelona
to buy.
Barcelona time.
It's like Barcelona time. The guy was like at midnight and a half for him.
Oh, wow.
And we were his first one of the night. He had another one at 3:00. And what was cool is that this is not the fancy tapas that you would get in like a elegant restaurant here in D.C. What's the restaurant that's famous for it? I can't think of the name of it, Oscar.
Pollo Tropical.
You win. Never mind.
It's a Florida joke. I think they went out of business.
There are Pollo Tropicals everywhere.
Boy, the ones down here, I think the pandemic
Haleo?
Got them.
Haleo, is it called, Oscar? I think it's called Haleo.
I've never been, but I think
anyway.
Heyo.
But this guy, he was raised in Spain, and he said this is bar tapas. This is the real stuff, or tapas, that they would serve. And so there was three. There was a shrimp dish, there was a mushroom dish, and there was an eggplant dish.
What gave away that it was Spain? Could you have been on set somewhere?
Well, that's what the first thing we said when we ended the Zoom call was like a 90-minute Zoom call. I said, every chance in the world this guy lives in Reston.
Does he have an accent?
He did have an accent. And so we got a list of ingredients and a wine to pair it with. And it was really, really cool in this sort of socially distanced time to have a party with like a guided activity. It felt a little like a kid's birthday party because it's such guided and prescribed stuff. The most surprising thing for me, I hate eggplant. Never have liked it growing up.
Oh, not a fan.
And growing up, we grew it and we sold it on the farm, and I was always pleased to see it go because I didn't like it. But he taught me something.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Fried eggplant, something like murdered me as a child.
But what happens, Mike? Where do you stand on eggplant?
I don't like eggplant.
I don't either.
You and I both don't like eggplant because we're fat tubs of shit. It's very, very simple.
It's a sign of the times. Eggplant.
No,
these
you would
days.
Like eggplant if you like vegetables, and you know.
I always perceived it as a bad
hate
texture.
The name of it. I hate the name eggplant.
Didn't like the flavor, and I didn't like that it has a weird texture. The first thing we did in this cooking class is we took the eggplant.
Where did you say this guy was from?
Spain.
Barcelona.
Wrong. Yeah, that's
not correct. Maybe some neighborhoods, but not
give
where
me,
he's from.
Spain, is Spain. That what it is?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Okay,
I just lost. I just lost
Spain.
Spain.
I hate this. I'm going to break it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So what you do is you slice the eggplant maybe about a quarter inch slices, and then you soak it in salt water for half an hour, and it totally changes it. And then you pan fry it and serve it with a little honey, dredged in flour.
Oh, wow.
It was fantastic. Don't crowd your pan. Do not crowd your pan. But, Mike, I bet you would love it.
Is it you and Carrie on the Zoom?
It was me and
together?
Carrie on the Zoom, and then Julia stopped by and then
was
left.
Did he have, like, a set?
No, it's just a guy. It's a guy in his home kitchen. But
is he showing it to you, though?
Yep.
Is he showing you
he
what
was going,
doing?
He had a pretty, like, a two-video camera setup where he could go
that's
from,
that's very
like,
cool in these pandemic times.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing to actually, you know, my kid is learning Spanish from a gentleman in Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and I think I love this connectivity. That is what has changed also for the better during the pandemic.
Global economy.
Mm-hmm. We are more connected visually with one another worldwide.
You can play World Combat with your friend in Vietnam.
We also
yeah.
did a...
yeah, you can.
We
absolutely.
Did a like a stir-fried, except it wouldn't be called stir-fried.
Interesting choice of countries that you pick for that.
Have you no music for
friends
that?
In their late 60s and early 70s, they might be sensitive to that, but that's okay. You know, no problem at all.
Do you have a music bed for Vietnam?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Here we go. All right,
lead the witness. There you go.
There it is. All right.
We did.
Oh
it.
No, I'm sorry. No, I do have one for Vietnam. No, that's not right. I'm sorry.
But we did. It was a shrimp with a dried hot pepper flake on it, which was fantastic. And then a stuffed mushroom with garlic and parsley and bacon, which was also very good. But the problem is
was it a portobello mushroom?
It was. We had to hollow them out and then fill them and then put them
that's
in the oven.
That's a meaty mushroom.
It is. It is.
Did you was this this paid for like digital transaction with lira or dollars?
I think it was probably
Lira's Italian.
Bitcoin.
I'm just Italian.
It was paid for lira.
Spain is Krugerrand.
That's right. How many Deutschmarks does it cost?
It's not
to make
pesos.
It isn't pesos anymore.
It's dollars.
Dollars? Or you know what? It might have been euros. Who knows?
Euros.
Yeah.
Euros is a big deal over there.
Yeah.
So was it shrimp, mushroom.
Mushrooms. But then there's always one guy who wrecks it. And I won't give his last name. But
were you with multiple people?
Yeah. Well, I was with Carrie and Julia.
How many couples?
For I think there was 7 windows open at one time. And I knew most of the people.
I would like it exclusive.
With your friends.
Well, but I knew almost all the people. It was fun. Yeah. But there's
so it was all the people that were doing this.
Yeah. And so I won't give his last name, but his first name is Brendan. And as we are winding up the cooking class.
Brendan. That's a douche name.
We're about to put the mushrooms in to brown them and have the cheese melt. And he says, and also a lot of crosstalk. And this was one moment when just everyone was silent and booming
were
out.
Were you winding it up? Were you drinking it?
Yeah. Or there was. He recommended a varietal of wine.
Did Carrie behave?
Carrie behaved, but she wasn't drinking though because she... I think she might have had a beer.
Was it real Carrie or TMOS show Carrie?
It was real Carrie. It was real Carrie.
See, TMOS show Carrie would be in there. How do you like it? I think it sucks.
Yeah, it's dumb mushrooms, dude.
All right, so what did Brendan do?
And we're winding up and we're about to like sample everything and it's just dead silence. He goes, when do I turn on my oven? And it's like,
oh, he didn't even cook?
That was the first thing he said to us when we started the class is preheat your oven to 400. And it's like, everybody, there's always got to be someone who ruins it, and Brendan ruined it.
So did you have to wait for Brendan?
F*** that.
You moved on.
I moved on.
All right. but, so it was shrimp, mushroom, and eggplant. Was there a dessert?
I think that the eggplant sort of served as dessert because it had honey drizzled on it, so it was sweet. And it was, Mike, I'm telling you, a week ago I was right where you are. You would love this. And
I'd have a Pop-Tart or something.
El Pop-Tart.
I think I said something so messed up as a kid that I'm ashamed to share it.
What's
with you
that?
Guys. And it's sad. You know what? I was a brat. I and my parents knew it, and they I was as my mom would say, I was the tree that was growing sideways, and they put a stick right there with the beat downs to make sure I grew straight.
Okay.
Yeah, but so you're with your childhood palate that you never were properly disciplined regarding food. That's why you like chicken.
Oh, no, Mike. It's the opposite. I was disciplined because they would make me eat everything that I didn't like. And then when I grew up and I had my own resources, now I buy everything I couldn't have.
That's right. He subsists, Mike. He subsists on chicken fingers.
It's a complete opposite.
That opposite.
Red Bull and honey buns.
I remember coming down, and this is mortifying. It just hit me. Sitting down at the table. And remember, my mom would say everything was come callado, which was shut up and eat. Because I always ask, what is this? And
then
shut up and eat. Loving.
Oh, see, that's not good. That would drive you away from food.
And then I think I said to my mom, why is this? Because a breaded eggplant looks like it's going to be chicken to a kid. Like you're cutting into it.
Sure. Yeah. It could be a cutlet of some sort.
And then you get eggplant.
And then you get eggplant. And I said, hey, mom, are we poor?
Oh,
wow. Oh, dear. Because you were not eating protein. It was a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it was the opposite thing that drove you to like chicken fingers and all that.
Yeah. Yes,
where you would say, you know, hey, what is this? They shut up and eat it. Where in my house, in my house, I'd sit down at the table and I'd go, my mom would say, you threw that down your gullet. Don't you want to know what it is?
I'd be like, tastes good.
Tastes good. That's it. So how would you rate your Zoom cooking class?
A 10. I would do it again 1,000 times. It was so much fun to have.
A gift, right? Yeah, a birthday gift?
It was a birthday gift. And to have a real chef from another nation teach you how to cook their native food. How cool is that? It's wonderful.
People do sexy time, too, for those Zoom calls.
Oh, yeah, Mike, we did that, too.
Take a break. Train me.
Train me. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're hitting it again?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to do that again.
Some sauce got on my shirt.
Can we go to the promo now, please? Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, showtime.
There's a fantastic way you can support TMOS while you do your shopping at Target and Walmart online. It's through the Shopping Center tab at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hallelujah.
You can find all sorts of great things like...
road apples.
No.
Carolina cow pies.
Wrong.
Mule fritters.
Uh-uh.
Pony pucks.
Hey, don't bring him into this. Colonel, don't just say words. Think of the items you'd find in these stores.
Hot mustard.
Uh-huh.
Great Caesar salad.
Yes.
Suffering saddle soap.
Now we're getting somewhere. It's quick and easy. You can have the orders shipped to your door, or you can pick them up right at the store.
Hot diggity.
Okay, Colonel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Dismiss!
Okay, see you around.
Jackass.
Oh, dear.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, you know, you want to be a hero with gift giving? I think really of the uncle that might not have kids that wants to be a smash it. How about giving the children of friends or family members KiwiCo?
Oh,
a KiwiCo box.
I'm a hero.
Listen, KiwiCo is a great subscription. You and your child get everything you need to create unforgettable moments. And if you give that gift to somebody who's got a very, very curious youngster, you're going to be a superstar. Your child or their child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights. It's great. Everything you need is in each colorful crate, and the children get started right away. It's hard to find new creative ways to keep kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. So be that gift giver that rocks. Get somebody a KiwiCo.
It's happened
wonderful.
To me.
You've done it. He is that uncle.
With my niece and nephew, but then with Sebastian, it really struck a chord because he built it right away with his mom. And she called. Look, and she does not call me. And she said, thank you so much. This just knocked out 3 hours of fun with my son. So much. So different. So
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
Rob tells me my son's Kiwi crate is on the way.
It is.
He also told me he was going to book a guest. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid.
We got vodka for you, Mike. That's on the way.
Yes.
Or kid at heart at KiwiCo.
It's not drinking,
get
Oscar.
30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo. .com promo code TMOS, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to
that dumpster,
and open
Mike.
It up right now. Hold on a second. There it is. I got this. I don't want to do it again. And no, that's not what I have. There we are.
Oh, there it is.
Right there.
Louise.
It's got a heavy top.
The hardest thing to Open in the world. What do you got for us today?
We updated the dumpster. It's a lockable dumpster from a restaurant now, Oscar. So we have to unlock it.
It's got a time lock.
Good news. The CDC has updated their visiting guidelines, and they are oddly specific. But if you are getting your vaccination, things are changing.
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing.
Oh,
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with unvaccinated people from one other household indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing, as long as the unvaccinated people and any unvaccinated members of their household are not at high risk for severe COVID-19 disease.
That is the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Damn.
And what I hear when, and I'm curious what you guys think, when I hear that, what I think is, okay, you can, but you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, by the way, somebody mentioned to me the other day, we were talking about getting the vaccine down in Florida. If you're down here in Florida, I just personal message me, and I'll give you the number for the people that are going to help expedite things. It's the Russian mob.
They're
using the Russian mob now down here. Russian gangsters.
May I add that there is a misnomer. Fully vaccinated means that you actually have gone through your two shots or one shot, but on both of these accounts, that you actually have developed antibodies.
But also, yeah, don't you have
period
to wait
of time
20 days?
Afterwards.
Yeah, it's got two to 3 weeks
right
minimum. So be careful, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, on your soundboard, do you still have an explosion? Just checking.
I do. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Wait a minute.
All right.
I'm looking.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
got
good.
One.
There's a comic named Eric Schwartz that has released three versions of this song. I've avoided the first two, but if you're eager to get your stimulus check, you may want to sing the new hit song, Gimme My Stimmy.
Damn, part three? Gimme my stimmy!
There's a reason he knows me. He knows that's
there's
not
no
going to
There's no stimulus check for you. There's a website called Gizmodo that has rated the most annoying sounds. And I would like to give you the top three. Number three, nails on a chalkboard.
That was a very... That's the nails?
That's the nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, they're too aggressive. You don't do that. It's a slow rake across. You don't do it like sandpaper. That didn't work for me.
Like Quint in Jaws when he does it, when he wants attention.
Bingo.
Perfect
to isolate that one. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm trying to think if it's clean enough. I'll look tonight. I'll see if I can grab it.
Wouldn't that be an interesting sound to put into the coffers? Send me that if you think it's worthy. That would be interesting.
Is Salad Fingers on this thing?
Salad Fingers is not on this thing. Sorry about it.
Hello.
The number two most annoying sound is a construction hammer drill. Otherwise known as ambient sound at Podcast Village.
Yeah.
Right on Wisconsin Avenue.
By the way, that is another bad recording. That does not sound, that does not have the depth. That does not have the depth of what a real jackhammer sounds like.
But to me, this sounds...
Is that a jackhammer or what is that?
That is a construction hammer drill is what it's called.
It's a jackhammer.
Oh, a hammer drill. Yeah, yeah. A hammer drill. Okay,
but this sounds like something we would hear definitely in the city a lot.
Yeah, right. But Rob... Be honest with us. This is not as annoying as it could be.
No, you're right. You're absolutely
right. Do you
boys
know what a hammer drill is?
No.
Enlighten us.
Aha, I got you on that. Hammer drill is if you want to put something like hang up a shelf into a cinder block wall. You use a hammer drill because you can't put a real drill in, and that's how you put your hardware in to mount something into it. Hammer drill is a drill and a hammer at the same time. Goes very fast to penetrate block construction, concrete, that type of thing. How about that, huh, Mr. Dandy?
Impressive.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the number one most annoying sound, of course, puking.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. That's the one I lost. Can you send me that one?
Yes,
I lost that
you
one.
You don't have that one anymore?
Good
I don't have one. It's number seven, and it's gone. That's
good
spectacular.
It's number seven.
Yeah, number seven. One of my favorite sounds.
That's
fantastic.
Like, I wonder if it's related to like ordering a number seven at like a Burger King.
Hey, excuse me. I'd like the number seven. How would you rate that? Is it delicious?
We're making comedy 800 miles away from each other.
I love
it. We are, yay.
How about that Weekend guy? Very popular young man with the singers. Do you realize the song Blinding Lights?
Oh, The Weekend.
Yeah, The Weekend. Yeah. Blinding Lights has been in the top 10 for a year.
Smash.
A year.
Smash.
Did he sell the rights to a bunch of advertisers, too?
No, I think what happened is they used
it. I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm hearing it everywhere.
I think that he partnered with Pepsi because of the halftime show, and I think Pepsi's using it.
Okay.
But, right. I mean, I don't going to get on a soapbox here, but I think one of the reasons why Top 40 radio is sort of dead is there's no rotation in and out of what's in the Top 40 anymore. And the fact that this has been a Top 10 record for a year is insane. Yeah.
It tells you really, it's a great, great piece of music, but it also tells you that there's not a lot of great music out there. That's why it's been there for a year.
So if you want great music, what you do, Mike, is you get together a lot of microwaves and you form the Humming Microwave Choir. This is music. People humming along with their microwave. Soothing, yes?
Put me to sleep like the second part of Coming to America.
Well, maybe we'll do a recorded again with Leslie Jones. Maybe that'll help. Hi, Leslie. How are you? You enjoying the movie? Heard you got kicked off Saturday Night Live.
She's got the greatest lines at the tail end, Mike. You're going to love it.
Worth it.
Look, I laugh at Leslie Jones. It's just sometimes it gets me tired.
Let us close with this. I don't know who is going to the mall anymore, especially, you know, a small mall where you have to go into a store.
Kids, but young people.
Scottsdale, Arizona, Oscar.
Oh, it's Scottsdale Fashion Square.
It is the Bath and Body Works.
In there.
Here's the deal. We'll close with this. It's a wonderful natural sound. Do not cut in line. That's all I'm going to say to you. This is not mask related. This is not race related. This is just someone who went to Bath and Body Works probably to buy an oil, perhaps a cake of soap. Yes. They cut in line, and this fight went down in Arizona.
For spacious skies.
And the thing that surprised me is when I watched the video, neither of the participants looked like they really needed soap at all. That's your digital dumpster. Close it up.
What are you cutting in line for? Come on. Yeah, I'm going to check out Coming to America. I'll watch the end of it. I'll do that. Coming to the number two. Thank you very much. Don't forget, save the date, June 24th. That is a Thursday. I'm going to be out there with the whole fam, and we're going to be in Spokane, Washington. Details will be coming up. We'll let you know when we nail things down.
Coming to Spokane.
Coming to. Well, no, it'll be coming one. Whatever. Just trying to get my vaccine.
What is the matter with you?
That's all. We'll take a short powder, and then we will be back tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, can't think of anything funny to say. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I love you, dude.
I can't believe you're ending this show.
Mm-hmm. It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.